Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Tracy Curtis from Castrol. And Tracy, about a week or so ago, the Sixth Person Award for 2003, and guess who won it? You did.
Yay.
What a great deal.
Oh, it's, you know, I have the best job in the whole world. I'm always telling the guys that I work with that I feel sorry for them because I just have the best job in this whole company. So this award is, I mean, it's just icing on the cake for me. It's excellent to get, you know, recognized for doing something that you love.
Well, you know, you kind of go from the background to the foreground with something like this. You know, a lot of times people don't know who makes things click, who makes things go. But this particular case with Castrol, you guys have jumped out into the forefront here with the fishing business and have really taken off with it. And your anglers are doing well, too.
Oh, yes. We have a great team of anglers. They're all five, in their own way, accomplished so much and more each event. So yes, they've helped bring us out to the forefront.
Well, as a you know, the person responsible for your anglers team and for being out there in the fishing business, I'm sure Castrol is reaping some big benefit from being in the fishing business.
Yes, we are. I mean, it's such a loyal sport. So we've benefited from that, but just showing that we also love and support a sport that so many people, I guess 55 million anglers in America that are so passionate about their hobby. And since we've been involved, we've developed a passion for it also.
Well, you know, the government talks about fishing being a hobby to most of us, but if they looked at the money we spent at it, and, you know, buying oil and buying gasoline and getting those boats and taking care of the rods and reels, I don't think they'd think of it as a hobby anymore.
No, you're probably right, because there is so much, and going to the events and getting to know so many of the anglers, they're, I mean, these people are spending so much money on the road. You're talking, you know, food eaten out, the local Walmart stores in each town, and like you said, just the vehicle costs. You know, some of these guys are putting 40,000 miles a year on their vehicle. So I agree with that statement a lot. It's much more than a hobby. It's a very viable sport, but it's also a way of life.
Well, it most definitely is a way of life. Now, let me talk a little bit about this six-person award. You know, we gave it away last year to David Simmons. He was the first recipient of it from Yamaha, and, you know, it kind of maybe brought some of the people that are in the background out of the background and started to make people that recognize what really it takes to put on an event or put on a pro team. And now this year you have won this thing, and it, what really, has there been some good autographs you've had to sign and some of those kind of things?
Well, no, probably not any autographs, but my phone has been ringing a lot, and just people realizing that Castrol is involved and that, you know, that we are doing so much for the sport. So I think, you know, I've gotten a few calls just to say thank you, and I've also gotten several resumes.
Well, you know, those resumes are going to start coming in now feverishly because they know they've got a name and a face they can put together. But, you know, I know within your company, you know, your boss and maybe the president of the company, some of those kind of people are starting to recognize that the value that the fishing business is bringing to their business has got to be good because you guys are growing.
Oh, yes. Oh, we're growing tremendously. And you're right. The notice within our company has gone all the way up to Sir John Brown, who is our, you know, our CEO of our worldwide operations, including BP. And they're fascinated by the phenomenon because we have had significant sales increases attributable to, you know, this sponsorship.
Well, you know, bass fishing, everybody thinks it's a couple of guys that go out in a boat, you know, and go out there and just piddle around during the day. But it's become big business, and now you can start seeing the non-endemic sponsors. Although you're an endemic sponsor, I'd categorize you that way because you're within the sport. But you also have things, you know, your products also kind of cover the myriad of different products. I mean, you got snowmobiles and cars and everything else. But it's kind of neat to see you focus on the bass fishing a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we are doing the boat oil, and we started a whole recreational boating line this year, which is, you know, doing phenomenally well. Not surprising because of the sponsorship, but, you know, each person that has a boat is also has a tow vehicle. They also have to clean, you know, their vehicle and their boat, and we've got products in every line. So it's so funny, we've done so well with it that our company is actually making our marketing initiatives for this year and going forward the great outdoors.
Well, you can't beat that. You know, I bet you there's a lot more resumes coming your way now after they hear this program because they're thinking, hey, they're going to spend some money here. We better get after them.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Well, you know, you look back now at the year past and all the great things that happened with the fun zones and the FLW Tour, but, you know, kind of reflect if you can some of the significant things that happened over the year that really allowed you to be able to get this award.
Well, there's been several things. Obviously, at the end of last year, you know, we had the great bonus for us with David Dudley winning the championship. But that was kind of the end of a great year that we had. We started with some great, with the clinics inside the Walmart stores, getting the anglers out in front of the customers, getting them more, I guess you would say, more tied to the fans. Really every media, every chance we have with the anglers to get them and to develop these emotional ties with not only our customers, but with any fans, anybody that enjoys fishing, it promotes our brand, but it also helps communicate that we really do care about this sport, and not just the sport, but the participants.
Well, you look at the sport, you know, it's 55 million strong, and, you know, 35 million or so that just bass fish, and you start thinking about, boy, what the potential is there, you know, and a lot of companies like Castrol, maybe, you find out this is a whole new marketplace of people that maybe you weren't getting to before.
Oh, yes, I agree with that statement for sure. One of the things that's kind of hard for people in automotive or companies in automotive is to reach the female consumer. I mean, it's really easy to talk to men about changing their oil, but this has allowed us, because it's not just men. It's men, women, children. There's people of all ages, all races, all, you know, economic background. So this has allowed us to, I guess you could say, conduct a focus group, if you will, at every single event and talk to all these people about what they're looking for in the products that we offer. So it's opened the doors for us and allowed us to take what we've learned and apply it.
Well, recently we had the opportunity to talk to some of the oil companies that do the, you know, the quick oil changes and stuff like that. And they said a large portion of their business, almost, you know, 2/3 of their business is lady customers, you know, and you think about that, that's kind of a unique thing. You know, you think about, well, that's mainly probably a guy taking his car in or his wife's car or whatever, but that's not the case in a lot of these businesses anymore.
Oh, no. Just the change in our society and the way the family dynamics runs, women are taking a bigger and bigger role in what they're doing because their car is such a huge investment, second only to your home. So they're getting more passionate about it. They're taking care of it more, and they understand that this is not, it's not just a vehicle. It's almost a way of life because depend on it to get to work, you depend on it to get to church and to get your kids to school. So they really are putting a lot more emphasis on it.
Well, when you think about the bass fishing business and, you know, where it was 35 or 37 years ago, I guess now, and now where it's at today, you know, it's really got to be getting better every day. And you got to think the future's pretty bright.
Oh, I do. I think the future is unlimited in this sport. Just the participation level and the fact that this is such a wide open sport. You know, it takes a lot of skill to do, but the skills are easy. I mean, it's easy for anyone to pick up a fishing kit at their local Walmart and go down and bank fish even. So I think that the interest, and especially, you know, with the state of America and people starting to get more outdoors and to make their vacation time more family oriented, fishing's just a natural fit.
Well, you're right in tune with what I was thinking about here, because your family is such an important part of this business. You know, you go to these events, the family has such a vital role in that, and it's kind of neat because I know your family's vital with your role at Castrol, because I know you got some phone calls from them.
Yes, I did. My family has, you know, they've long time heard me talk about what I do, but I don't think that they truly understood. And when this came out and they read the article on Bass Fan, my mother and my grandmother both have expressed an interest in seeing me receive the trophy. So yeah, fishing has actually been a long time tradition in my family. I learned when I was a very young child. Both my grandpas were passionate about it, and you know, my cousin Bobby is actually a professional fisherman. So it runs in the family. I just think that now they're kind of excited that I'm have a little bit of limelight, I guess.
Well, you deserve that limelight again, Tracy Curtis. Congratulations on the Bass Fan 6-Person Award. It couldn't come to a better person. I know you're working, getting ready for the remainder of the year. You know, got Kentucky Lake coming up and several other events before the championship. I look forward to seeing you on the road.
Well, Well, thank you, Terry, and thank you once again for this award. It means a whole lot to me.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.